Presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan. Coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airways. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, you know when bad weather sets in, landing a plane can be pretty risky business. And even in clear weather, night landings depend mostly on how good the airport lights are. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, airport lighting. The General Electric Company and the American Gas Accumulator Company of Elizabeth, New Jersey, have developed a new package system of runway lighting. By package, I mean that all the equipment necessary for a better-than-average airport lighting system comes in one kit. The system was designed especially for small airports which have had trouble getting their runways lit up bright enough at night. One new feature of the light is that they're set along the boundaries of the runways instead of the boundaries of the field itself, as has been done in the past. This way, pilots will get a larger part of the light where they need it, right on the runway itself. All the light that is wasted on unused corners of airfields under present lighting setups will shine directly on the runway under this new package system. Some of these General Electric systems have already been installed in airports throughout the country, and one of the first to be put into use was at Benedum Airport in Clarksburg, Virginia. Up to now, all reports have been good. The new system works wonders in keeping the runways well lit at night. There are many new twists to the package lighting system, all of which were put in to make an airport operate more easily. Features like mounted lights, current controls, and special lenses. In just a few minutes, I'll tell you more about the new system, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. In the clear, cloudless skies of the San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California, a desperate aerial battle is about to take place, with Hop and Tank facing tremendous odds. Their beechcraft is badly overloaded, carrying as passengers Ivan Ivanov, his two assistants, Peabody and McSwain, and movie star Dixie Davenport, badly wounded and in need of immediate medical attention. As Hop struggles to gain altitude, Joe Bell, flying Dixie's reconverted C-47 transport, roars closer and closer. Tex Regan, cradling a submachine gun in the open cockpit window, is ready for the kill.
That's it, Joe. Pile on the coal. Get close enough so I can shoot the buttons off their coats.
All right, Tex, but make it count. We can't let them get away now.
Don't worry, partner. I'll get them good. This'll be better than shooting ducks on the wing.
Meanwhile, in the beechcraft, Tank calls out the position of the transport as he and Hop prepare to fight for their very lives.
They're less than a mile off our tail. A little to the left.
Lining up for a clear shot.
He's gaining on us fast. When are you going to tell Ivanov?
Mr. Beaker.
I hope I don't have to.
For why you mumble in your beard? Speak up.
It's nothing, Mr. Ivanov. How's Dixie?
Not so good. Mr. Harrigan, please to drive the airplane faster. Dixie, darling, must go to a hospital.
I'm trying my best, sir.
5 minutes more and we'll all need a hospital or a morgue.
Shut up.
Isn't there anything we can do, Mr. Harrigan?
I'm afraid not, McSwain. Don't say anything to Ivanov.
No, of course not, but will it be okay if I shoot some more pictures?
Oh, there he goes again.
Well, I might as well. There's nothing else I can do.
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks.
Tank, where's the transport now?
Almost in firing range. Picking up distance fast.
Regan will wait until he has a cinch shot.
I can see him. He's got the Tommy gun poking out of the cockpit window.
Which side?
What difference does it make?
Come on, answer my question.
He's riding the co-pilot's chair on the right.
Okay.
Mr. Tinker, what is so very interesting in your back? But why you turn around all the time?
I'm just looking at the scenery.
Oh? Perhaps there is some scenery I should see also.
No, there ain't.
Oh, it is nothing, huh? I see the airplane, yes? So, Mr. Joe Bell and Mr. Texas Regan are following us. Why not you tell me, Mr. Tinker?
Well, we didn't want you to worry, sir.
So I do not have enough worries. What is going to happen?
We've got a scrap on our hands. I won't be healthy.
Hey, Hop, a quarter of a mile now and closing fast. You must have opened the throttle wide.
Okay, stand by.
Yeah, stand by to take it.
Regan's still in the same place?
Uh-huh. Boy, if I could only get my hands on him now. Hey, look out, he's going to shoot.
Okay, hold on, everybody.
Jenny's, we're climbing.
Where'd you get the power?
The last inch I've been holding in reserve. Spot the transport.
We're right on top of it. Regan's trying to angle his gun up, and he can't do it. Oh, boy.
Keep your eyes on them.
Mr. Hannigan, what happened?
No questions now. Please, Mr. Ivanov.
Well, I talked to him.
Heads up. Joe's banking to the left.
So are we.
What are you trying to do?
Stay in their blind spot. Watch them.
Be straightened out.
Right.
Can't keep this up.
We'll make a darn good try. As a matter of fact, we'll put the pressure on them for a change. Stand by.
Jump on Jenny's. Don't. You'll smack into it.
That's what I wanted to think. How are we doing?
We're getting awful close. Lift her.
We'll get a lot closer.
All right, won't work. You can open the throttle and fly right out from under.
Oh, yes? You don't see him doing it, do you?
No.
We're a faster ship, and we're getting lighter and more maneuverable with every drop of gas we use.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Hey, he's trying to bank again to the right this time.
Okay, by me.
He said, Hannigan, will you please tell me what is going on? You're giving my old fellows old
pressure. Relax, pal. We're doing fine.
So far.
Pop, he's leveling again. Nice going. We're still on top.
And you notice we've dropped a good 500 feet. We're forcing him down.
Yahoo! Make him smack into a mountain. Make him pile up.
There's a pass straight ahead. I can force him into it. Stand by. We'll do some fancy edging.
Oh, brother, you're crowding him close.
Watch Regan's gun. We don't want to be plugged now.
He's trying to angle a shot up, but he can't.
Thank heavens there's no astrodome on the ship. Come on, Joe. Get over. Head for that pass.
He is hot. He is.
Fine.
Well, what good's the pass? It's wide enough for him to get through, okay?
He'll have to follow it. He won't be able to turn. That's it, Joe. Hold course. Go straight in.
He did.
Okay, then here's where we get off.
Hey, why are you breaking away?
By the time he flies out the other end of the pass, we'll be 5 miles away and in the other direction. He'll never catch up then.
Oh, baby, what an idea. Nice going.
Thanks.
Please, Mr. Hannigan, I do not understand what you say. Does this mean we are safe?
Oh, yes, sir. We've shaken them for good.
Oh, please, Mr. Peabody, my smelling salts. I feel safe. Please, Mr. Peabody.
What do you know? Mr. Peabody beat you to it. He's already faded.
Victory theirs after a long, hard struggle. The boys head for Barstow, throttle wide open, certain of leaving Tex and Joe Bell far behind them. But their joy is tempered by the sight of Dixie Davenport lying unconscious in Ivan Ivanov's lap. Several miles back in the C-47, Tex Regan, his face nearly purple with rage and frustration, roars at his accomplice, Joe Bell.
So, you're supposed to be a pilot, are you? Why, you couldn't fly a kiddie car.
Well, I didn't expect him to sit on top of us. I couldn't do anything about it.
I'll say you couldn't. Why, I tied up with you, I'll never know. You messed up everything.
Oh, I did, huh? Well, what about you? You wouldn't shoot when I told you to. No, you had to wait. You wanted to see their faces when the slugs hit them. It's all your fault, not mine.
Now, listen, you. Don't try to pass a buck to
I'm
me.
Not trying to pass anything. But I'm not taking the blame for everything, either.
Okay, Joe, okay, calm down. Ain't nothing to get riled up about, partner. Won't do us no good, no how.
I'll say it won't. We're in great shape now. We have the police on our tail in no time flat. What have we got to show for it? Nothing, nothing.
Now, don't get so excited, pal. We can work things out yet.
Oh, yeah?
You're forgetting this here letter, ain't you?
Letter? What letter?
The one Miss Davenport gave me. With okay to take the $50,000 out of the Barstow Bank.
Say, that's right.
So we ain't doing bad at all. And once we get our hands on that money, then we can relax for a while and figure out something.
Figure out what?
How to get back at Harrigan and Tinker. This is the first time in my life anybody's ever crossed me and gotten away with it. And partner, I don't like it. And when I don't like anything, I go to work and do something about it.
So Tex Regan tells Joe he's going to get back at Hop and Tank. And as Joe listens, he realizes that his partner is a man fully capable of carrying out his threats. Gang, we'll be back in a minute for the climax of today's episode, so stand by. You know, gang, this new lighting system that General Electric and the American Gas Accumulator Company have developed for airports is the latest thing in efficiency. The engineers who designed the lights just forgot how the old systems worked and set out to make something completely different and better. First of all, as I told you at the beginning of Hop Harrigan, the lights are set along the boundaries of the runways instead of the boundaries of the field itself. This throws more light on the runways and less illumination is wasted. In another change from previous practice, the lights are mounted above the ground. Most systems in operation now have the lights flush with the ground. But in this new package lighting, the lights will be mounted 18 or 20 inches in the air so that the light is distributed better and more evenly. Also, it prevents snow, dirt, or water from blocking the lamps and dimming the light output. Each lamp has a special lens that can beam the light up and down runway boundaries, and the strength of the whole system can be lowered or raised depending on weather conditions. Another new feature is a current regulator which controls the brightness of the lights. It also allows the lighting of three runways, one at a time. The whole package system includes enough lighting capacity for runways up to 7,000 feet long, with lights mounted 200 feet apart. The lenses, lights, regulator, mounting devices all come as a complete kit. There's another new aviation development, fellas and girls, to make flying safer and easier. Aviation is well established now as one of the main transportation methods of the world. But airmen are not resting on past developments. They're always looking ahead to better planes in service for the future. Get ready now to take your place in the sky, for always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Reaching Barstow safely, Hop, Tank, and Ivanov took Dixie to the local hospital, where we find them now, waiting anxiously in the corridor outside the operating room. The boys are sitting on a hard wooden bench, and Ivanov is walking back and forth in front of them.
How long is this going to be? Dixie, darling, has been in there for more than an hour.
There ain't nothing you can do about it, Mr. Ivanov. Why don't you sit down?
Sit down? At a time like this? No, I'm too upside.
Poor kid. She'll pull through all right, won't she, Hop?
Your guess is as good as mine.
She's such a good girl, a fine woman. Nothing must happen to her. Nothing. I get doctors from Los Angeles, from New York, from Europe. You will fly them here, Mr. Harrigan. We spare no expense.
I'm sure the doctors here are capable, sir. They'll do their best.
Hey, somebody's coming out of the operating room.
The doctor.
The doctor? At once, doctor. Tell me. This is darling. She's all right?
Yes, Mr. Ivanov. Miss Davenport will recover.
Oh, that is so good.
Gosh, Hop, thank goodness.
I could kiss you. You have been magnificent.
Come on, Tank. Let's go outside. Get a breath of air. I can use it.
A great drama of the hospital. Magnificent.
Go ahead, Tank. Thanks.
Hundreds of operations.
Ivanov's really letting off steam, maybe.
I can't blame him. I felt like doing a jig myself.
Well, I guess this winds us up out of here, don't it?
Winds us up?
Sure. Dixie ain't going to be able to finish the picture, so there ain't nothing left for us to do.
Yes, there is, Tank. There's a big job left.
Huh? How do you figure that?
Aren't you forgetting a couple of friends of ours? Joe Bell and Tex Regan? They're still loose. And we're not leaving until they're put where they belong. We've taken an awful lot from them, and now we're going to start dishing it out.
So the battle lines are firmly drawn. Hop and Tex Regan are both out to get each other in a fight to the finish with no holds barred. Gang, this adventure is moving to a smashing end, so don't fail to keep listening. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazines.